You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Which shortstops are we looking to buy and sell in Dynasty right now? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Wednesday, November 23rd. Happy almost Thanksgiving, everybody. I am Frank Sanfel, and I'm all by myself. Sorry, but it's all good. Let's jump into some buy candidates in Dynasty Leagues at the shortstop position, and we'll start off with Wander Franco, who seems like he's kind of being sold short a little bit right now by the steamer projections, by the early ADP, according to the NFBC. This was formerly the top prospect in all of baseball. Ridiculous, ridiculous hit tool. I know that the power and the speed hasn't necessarily been there yet, but he's still just 21, 22 years old. So I still think that that can come. The tools are there for him. We saw him flash a little bit more in the postseason in the 2021 season. This past year, just completely riddled by injury. Just kind of want to sweep that one under the rug. If anyone has wavered a little bit on Wander Franco in Dynasty, I would be looking to buy right now. A completely different player, at least in terms of the age spectrum, is Corey Seager, who hit for a lower batting average than expected this past season. If you look at the expected batting average, according to StatCast, he was up over 280. He wound up hitting around 250 his first year in Texas. The power was still there. Actually was really, really good. Up over 30 home runs. And with the shift ban now coming into play in 2023 and beyond, I do think that we could see Corey Seager 270, 280 plus consistently, with 30 plus home runs, really good counting stats as well for, you know, at least the next 3 to 5 years. He's younger than you would think. So he's in the prime of his career. Other people might not realize how good Corey Seager is. I know we spoke about him recently as like someone I'm going to be targeting in redraft leagues, but even in Dynasty, I would look to buy as well. Another name that's a little bit lower down the list right now, CJ Abrams. Much like Wander Franco, a former top overall prospect in the game, seems like he was kind of rushed to the major league level, wasn't playing every day with the Padres, then obviously traded over to the Washington Nationals. Overall, this past season was not good for him. His rookie year obviously was a letdown for CJ Abrams. He flashed a little bit here in the final month of the season. He hit over 300. He had 5 steals, 14 runs scored during that time. I don't know that the power is ever going to be there. Like maybe we're looking at 8, 10, 12 home runs at maximum for CJ Abrams in his prime. But I do think he's someone that can hit for batting average and provide a lot of steals, especially with those new rules coming into play. So CJ Abrams, someone I think you could buy on the cheaper end. Last name I'll mention, this one's pretty volatile, O'Neill Cruz, because people are excited about O'Neill Cruz, and especially in Dynasty or Keeper Leagues, I understand you're going to have to pay a pretty hefty price to get O'Neill Cruz right now. But I don't know that that price mirrors the upside of what O'Neill Cruz can become. I mean, his tools are those of someone who could become a first round caliber player. If you want to try and buy him after he reaches that upside, he's going to cost way, way more. Now, obviously there is a downside because he strikes out quite a bit, but just tools for days. I mean, the exit velocities, breaking records for O'Neill Cruz. Wouldn't surprise me if he one day gets to 40 homers, 20 steals, maybe even 30 steals within a season. Batting average could be a little bit questionable, but the power and speed is absolutely legit for O'Neill Cruz. So I'd be looking to buy on the upswing right now when it comes to him. Players that you can look to sell, Dansby Swanson obviously is a free agent in a loaded shortstop class right now, and he's coming off a career year in a contract year, finishes a top 15 overall player in Roto this past season. I still like the player quite a bit. I think there's going to be some power, some speed. Maybe the speed takes a little bit of a step back for him. I don't know that I buy that completely. Typically, I like to fade a player coming, joining a new team that first season. So definitely in redraft, I might look to fade Dansby Swanson. But I just don't know that he's going to get back to the level that he showed this past year. And he's a little bit older than you would imagine. I think he's like 27, 28 years old. So Dansby Swanson, you don't have to sell just for the sake of it, but sell high. If you can get fair value in return, something I would look into doing. Same thing that could be said for this next player too, Jeremy Pena. Now, I really like Jeremy Pena, and I think a lot of people do, especially from a real-life baseball perspective. You look at everything he accomplished as a rookie this past year, where he won a World Series MVP, ALCS MVP, Gold Glove, 20 homers, double-digit steals. There's a lot to like with Jeremy Peña, but that's also the reason why you should just float his name out there and see what you might be able to get in return for Jeremy Peña. Can you turn him into O'Neill Cruz? Can you turn him into Wander Franco? That's something I would look into doing right now in Dynasty Leagues. And again, this isn't just a sell for the sake of it. This is a sell high. If someone's not giving you fair value, just hold on to Jeremy Peña. I think he's going to be really, really awesome for many years to come. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Friday morning. Bye-bye.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, April 26th on Paramount+.
Yes!